Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, teach me how to pray. Just begin to ask. Teach me how to pray.
Once again, welcome to another time of Extreme Prayer Live. We're a live prayer call-in program here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Scott. I'm your prayer host here at Extreme Prayer Live, ready to take your prayer requests. If you have any prayer requests tonight, you can call us here at Extreme Prayer Live at 347-237-5303. That telephone number again to call for your live prayer requests is 347-237-5303. Be happy to take your prayer calls tonight. And before we get started, let's just open up with a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just bless your holy name. We thank you and praise you, God, for being who you are, and for sitting on the throne, for giving us life and purpose and destiny in you, Lord. We just thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his all, who gave his life so that we may have eternity and forgiveness for our sins, Lord. We just ask that you bless the airwaves, protect our airwaves, Lord. We just pray that you just touch each and every one of our listeners at their point of need. Be their guide and help them along their way. Pray in our Son Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Again, saints, you are listening to Extreme Prayer Live, live internet prayer call-in program brought to you here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you have any prayer requests tonight, our telephone lines are open for your prayer calls. Telephone number again is 347-237-5303. 347-237-5303 is the telephone number to give us a call. You, if you're living or live overseas or don't have access to a telephone line, either landline or cell phone, you can reach us via a Skype connection if you have a Skype account. If you have Skype, you can connect to us this way. Go to our show page on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure on the top of the page it says Live Prayer Sunday, October 2nd. 2016, and then look just below that, the center of the page, you see the little blue Skype icon. If you click that little button there, you'll see a little pop-up box will come up, and on that pop-up box will give you instructions on how you can reach us via your Skype connection. And of course, just make sure that you have a microphone and headphones or speakers connected to your computer or your laptop or your mobile device so you can reach us via Skype if you don't have access to a telephone. It's a great way you can call in. Otherwise, if you have access to a phone, again, just pick up the phone and call us quickly here at 347-237-5303. One of the telephone lines are open. I do have some written prayer requests here that have come in during the prayer chains and social media that we'll pray for tonight as time permits, of course. Our first prayer request come in is for Cindy, praying for an eye situation. Stated there was an ulcer in her eye. So, Lord, we just lift up Cindy right now. lift her name up before your throne room, God. We just ask that you just supernaturally heal her eye right now in the name of Jesus. That whatever that situation is, that you bring healing to her eye so that she may see without any hurt, pain, or discomfort. And we just ask you to bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. Praying again for Bart. Says having back surgery Wednesday. So, Lord, we ask that you keep Bart healthy before the surgery, during and after, and we pray for the surgeon and the team doing the surgery. Lord, prepare them and guide them in all that they do, and may this surgery go smoothly and successfully, and may Bart be freed from the pain that he has endured so long. And bring him healing and comfort, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen again, saints. Remember, the prayer lines are still open right now. If you have any prayer needs, call us at 347-237-5303. That's 347-237-5303. Oh, yes. Praying for Sully. Our prayer request for Sully. Something to do with Graves' disease. I'm not sure exactly what that is. It has something to do with, I believe, thyroid condition. So, Lord, we lift up Sully to you and his need, God, and we just pray for supernatural favor on his life, Lord, that you just bring healing his way and just heal that thyroid condition right now. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Well, let's go to phone lines right now and see if we have a prayer request here. And just give me one moment here. And hello, hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, yes, hi, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Okay, how can we help you tonight?
Prayer request for finances, and looking for a part-time job in the daytime.
Uh-huh. Okay, just those?
Yes, I mean, yes.
Okay, all right, sure. Well, we'll be glad to pray for you. What is your first name, please?
Sarah.
Sarah. Okay, Sarah. Well, let's just pray for that right now, and we'll agree with you in Jesus' name, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you tonight, God, and we just lift up Sarah and her needs before you. We, Lord, just ask that you especially touch her in the area of finances and the job. God, right now, we just pray that you'd bring the right job opportunity, the right source of income, God, and that you know exactly what her needs are, God, and we know that you have cattle on a thousand hills, so nothing is too difficult for you, Lord. So we just pray for all the resources available and necessary for Sarah and her household, God. We just pray for your kingdom finances, Lord, just to be bestowed upon her. We just pray against any demonic strongholds that may be operating against her in her life in the area of finances and job, God. We just remove those right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask for complete healing and restoration, God, in all areas of her life. And we pray all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Are you there? Okay, Sarah. How are you feeling today?
I feel good, really.
Feel good, really? Okay, okay. Well, we know that God's still working in your life, and we're just going to keep lifting your need up before the Lord and trust that he will bring that in shortly, that answer to your prayer shortly, and you will know that it's him doing it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, amen. Thank you so much for calling tonight. Appreciate it. Have a great night, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Okay, God bless you. Good night, Sarah. And Saints, let's keep lifting Sarah up this week as you bring remembrance to her name. And so we'll just keep praying for Sarah and her financial need as well. Maybe you have a need tonight, Saints, and you were just looking for some prayer to come along and agree with you for your point of need. You can pick up the phone and call us like Sarah did. You can pick up the phone and call this telephone number, 347-237-5303. That's 347-237-5303 is the telephone number to reach us here at Extreme Pearl Live. My name is Scott. I'm your prayer host here at Extreme Pearl Live. We come to you pretty much mostly every Sunday evening here in the United States. It's approximately 11 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Sunday evening. If you're on the East Coast, it'd be probably a little after midnight. If you're in Mountain Time, it's a little after 10 p.m. And if you're listening to us on the West Coast Pacific Time, of course, it's a little after 9 p.m. And if you're listening to us anywhere else around the world, whatever time it is, we're glad that you joined us here at Extreme Pearl Live. And I encourage you, if you have any prayer requests, pick up the telephone, give us a call no matter where in the world that you live at. You can reach us again via that telephone number, 347-237-5303. Or if you have Skype, you can reach us via a Skype connection by going to our show page on Blog Talk Radio and making sure that on the top of the page, of course, this is Live Prayer Sunday, October 2nd, 2016. Because if you're not listening to us live, then the Skype icon will not work. You won't be able to see it at all on the show page. It means that you're listening to us on a recorded broadcast, not a live broadcast. So if you see the blue Skype icon, that tells you are listening to us live, and you can use that Skype icon to give us a call by clicking on it and giving us a call on your Skype account. I would be happy to take your calls either way. Otherwise, again, call us at 347-237-5303. Oh, I almost forgot. If you don't already know, Extreme Pearl Live does have a website that you can post written prayer requests. And our website is www.extremepearllive.com. Extremepearllive.com. In fact, you can find a link to our website right here on our Blog Talk Radio show page, our description section right here. On our show page, if you just scroll down to the middle of the description section, you'll see the link for the website for written prayer requests. And there's a link to www.extremepearllive.com. You can just click on that link, and it takes you right over to our website, our online prayer room. And you can, like I said, come and post written prayer requests to our website. And or just pray for the prayer requests that others have written. That would be great. We'd love to have new prayer warriors join us in our prayer ministry for prayer and encouragement to lift each other up, pray, and encourage one another. That's what the body of Christ does, and that's kind of the focus of our ministry, so to speak. We're a ministry of prayer and encouragement, tying both of those two major ministry points, prayer and encouragement, using the technology of the internet, specifically the streaming technology, audio and video streaming, websites, social media, and that sort of thing, to bring prayer into your homes, your living rooms, your cars, wherever you're walking, at your workplaces, your mobile devices, or wherever you can connect to us via the internet nowadays. It's pretty much everywhere. So we're using that technology. The Lord's just given us a lot of grace and blessing in that area to use, to be able to use this technology to bring and offer prayer and encouragement to people all over the globe, to give people prayer and encouragement, especially to folks who may not have a real close local Christian body to connect with for uplifting and encouragement and prayer. Not everyone has that blessing in their lives just due to circumstances or locality or geography or whatever the situation may be. And so we're one ministry that can help bring a connection point of prayer and encouragement to you and your loved ones. And I would be happy to have you join us. So if you do have written prayer requests, again, you can go to our website, www.extremeprayerlive.com, and post your prayer needs there or listen to our current soaking music that we have streaming in all during the day. And I believe we're also simultaneously broadcasting our audio feed of our program tonight to our website as well. I have a couple of prayer requests here on our Extreme Prayer Live website we'll pray for. Our first name is Chiesti. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that correctly, but anyways, she asks for prayers for a disabled boy with med chains. And so, Lord, we just lift up to you this little boy right now, and we ask that you just touch him, God, and we just pray that you heal him and encourage him, God, wherever he is. And you know his need, God, and we just pray a supernatural touch from your holy hand, God, that you touch his body right now. I pray that he'd be healed, that he would not even need medications. That's my prayer. And it's not your will for anyone to suffer, much less, especially a little child. So your word says so. So we bless this little boy right now in Jesus' name. Okay, second request from our website is from Angela. Talked about, I'm just kind of paraphrasing here, something, some decisions making regarding church that they attend. So, Lord, we just lift up Angela right now, her husband, that you give him wisdom and direction in where they should go. And where they should be involved in for the local body of Christ. God, we just pray for a blessing for the local body of Christ in their area. And we just pray that your Holy Spirit would guide them and direct them. Also pray for physical healing, which Angela's asked for prayer for that. So, Lord, we just lift up her need as well. Bless her. Bless her and her husband right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Saints, it's a great time to call for live prayer right now. If you pick up your telephone and give us a quick call at 347-237-5303. That's 347-237-5303. Be happy to take your prayer call tonight. Remember, prayer is free. We do not charge for prayer. But you do need to pick up the telephone and give us a quick call. And we'd be happy to take your prayer needs. 347-237-5303. And if you're on the social media, just a reminder that Extreme Pro Live does have a Facebook page. That's right. We're on Facebook. You can find the link to our Facebook page right here, again, on our Blog Talk Radio show page. If you scroll down in the description section of our program here tonight on Blog Talk Radio, see right there is a link to our Facebook page. Click on that link, takes you right over to our prayer page. Once you're on our prayer page, click on like, click that thumbs up. And once you click thumbs up, the like thumbs up, something like that. Anyways, I'll get it right. You tech savvy people out there, you social media savvy people, you'll know what I mean. Just click on the thumbs up like button, and once you click on like, then you can post written prayer requests to our website. Again, any time of the day or night, we'd be able to take your Facebook prayer requests as well. And in fact, I'm going to go over to Facebook right now, have some prayer requests here posted here in the last day or two, and we'll pray for some of those needs as time permits. Again, first priority tonight is your live prayer request, so if you have any live prayer needs, call us right now at 347-237-5303, 347-237-5303. We'll be happy to take your live prayer calls right now. But you need to call real soon. Our time's running out in our program here. So pick up that phone, give us a quick call. 347-237-5303. First prayer request here on the Facebook page is from Lydia. It says, please pray for her children, whatever is going on, that they change and have peace in their lives, financial, illness, a lot of things, it sounds like. So, Lord, we just lift up Lydia's children right now and all the situations they're going through. We ask that, for that you just touch them, God, that you provide their needs and that you heal their bodies, but the most importantly, that you bring them close to you, Father, right now. We ask you to bless this family. Bless Lydia, too. And she's a praying mom, praying grandma, so we just bless her before the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Our dear Facebook friend Marcia has posted here, needs prayer for her household, her husband, and their children. You know all the needs, God. So we just pray, Lord, just bless our dear sister Marcia and her family, God. Bring restoration, healing, provision, God, peace, growing back to you together as one family, God. Just bless this family, especially Marcia, God. Just give her peace and love in her heart, that she may feel your presence right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Let's see, Octavia, I believe it's a new post, a new post here on our Facebook page says, ask for prayers for guidance as you walk through new and old thresholds. So, Lord, we lift up Octavia before you tonight, God. We just ask for your guiding hand to guide her through all the directions in life, God, where you want her to go, what you want her to be doing. Here or there, God, just make her path very clear and order her steps, Lord. Order her steps, as it says in the Word. Bless her, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Christine has asked unspoken prayer request. Lord, you know what her need is, so we just lift up Christine's need before you and just bless her and her family as well. Heal her heart. Let's pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Saints, again, time's running short, so if you want prayer tonight, I encourage you to pick up that telephone and give us a quick call. 347-237-5303. 347-237-5303. Prayer line to call for prayer tonight here, but time is running out, so you need to pick up that telephone and give us a call right away. 347-237-5303. Write that telephone number down and call us right now. 347-237-5303. While you're calling tonight, I have a couple more prayer requests here on the Facebook page. Kenneth says, need divine visitation from God. So, Lord, we just lift up to you, Kenneth, right now. God, that you would just visit him, guide his path, God, direct him, show him your mighty power. We pray for deliverance in his life, restoration in his life, in his family, his country, God. We just pray tonight that you would just bless him, encourage him, fill him with your faith, Lord. I bring him closer to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prayer goes from Jamie. Says needs clarity on something. And so, Lord, we lift up to you our sister Jamie right now, God, that you would bless her, that you would guide her path, Lord, that you would indeed show her direction on those things in life, God, that she is faced with, Lord. So we just ask for supernatural encouragement in her life right now. Bring healing her way as well in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Prayer line still open, Saints. Call quickly, 347-237-5303. Monica has posted. I don't know if we've had a prayer request from Monica before, but she's asked for prayer for family members' healing and deliverance from bondage. Lord, we lift up Monica right now, God, and her prayer request for these family members, God. We just ask that you just bring healing their way, physical, emotional, spiritual healing. Please pray for deliverance, God, and all those family members who are in bondage to different substances, addictions, things that aren't holy, God. Whatever those things may be, God, we just pray for a supernatural healing for this family. In Jesus' name. Pansy has asked for prayer, so we just pray for deliverance in her life as well. God, supernaturally, bring her closer to you. From the that situation, God, pray in Jesus' name. Scott has asked for prayer for healing of a friend and daughter's coughing. So, Lord, we lift up to you this, this daughter right now. And Scott's friend is just for healing lungs, bronchial passages, that you restore that to full health in Jesus' name. Greta has also asked prayer for more job opportunities. So, Lord, we lift up Greta's need, God, that you would do good work in whatever these job opportunities she's seeking, Lord, in Jesus' name. Victorious. Victorious has asked for prayer that God keeps me in my household in Jesus' name. Well, Lord, we pray that you indeed keep Victoria and her family, God, close to you as a family unit. Pray that you bless them. Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Prayer request from Marie says, Lord, bring in a buyer and close the deal quickly. So, Lord, we pray that you bring this home by person to buy Marie's house, God, expeditiously and speedily. You know, just the right buyer and the right price to come along. We pray that that transaction will work out smoothly as well, in Jesus' name. God bless Marie and give her peace and comfort. Take away stress and anxiety away for the things she's going through for this home sale. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Prayer request here from Joe, Brother Joe. Lift up Joe tonight before you, Lord, and you know his needs, God. And let's pray that you just give him supernatural circumstances, God, that he'll know that the things that are going on in his life are ordered and directed by you, God, that he'll have no doubt. Well, saints, again, it's been a blessing to be with you another evening of Extreme Prayer Live. My name is Scott. I've been your prayer host here at Extreme Prayer Live. I look forward to next time we'll be on the air. You can check out our episode page on Blog Talk Radio. Generally, we're on Sunday evenings, 11 p.m. Central Time, but we sometimes get on the air maybe during the week as well as time permits. Check out our episode page here on Blog Talk Radio for future broadcasts, as well as if you're on Facebook, you can check out our Facebook page as well. Until then, you can post your written prayer requests to www.extremeprayerlive.com or to our Facebook prayer page by clicking on the link here on our Blog Talk Radio description section here. Until the next time we'll be on the air, I pray that everyone have a great and blessed week. Good night.